my understanding from yesterday's class, Maharaj, where Ushasthi Rishi, he teaches about the three deities, three Upasanas.
Yes.
So even though the welcoming person is actually made to meditate on prana, and then Udghata on Aditya, and the third person who is bidding farewell on Annam, actually all the three Upasakas are actually meditating on only one deity, who is Hiranyagarbha.
Yes.
In a different manner.
Correct. So, same process that we have been discussing today. So, first, that's why yesterday I connected it, if you still remember. So, what is the first thing? That pranam.
Yes, ma'am.
If you are not alive, will you be asking me questions?
No.
So, how are your prana sustained? By the Aditya.
Mm.
And how does he sustain?
Through one.
All three are manifestations of one single cause.
Mm.
So, take up separately a separate element, study it, take it to the cause, and then you will find ultimately it is one cause. So, that cause is called Hiranyagarbha.
Mm.
And take Hiranyagarbha to Ishvara, take Ishvara into Brahman. So, this is like enjoying same food and with different spices.
Sure. Maharaj, the backdrop for the story of Ushasthi Rishi was famine.
Famine.
Mm. So I was wondering if that's why, and Jala was not a problem. Maybe that's why Jala Devata was not invoked, or that.
No. Jala was also a problem. So, if there was sufficient jalam, water, famine would not have occurred.
Mm.
Because famine comes only when there are no rains. So, what Ushasthi meant was that there is still some sources of water available. But food, what is the first thing people take? Food. What is this first thing they hold? Whenever there is an announcement, the prices of oil is going up. What do you think people do?
Hold oil.
So if they say that same thing, flour is price of flour is going up. What do you think people? Whatever is going to be scarce, that is going to be hoarded, and they are actually hastening the process of scarcity. So that is a self-protective tendency is there. What I am trying to make meaning is, this is the Upanishadic methodology. Take different seemingly unrelated causes or effects and slowly take them to one. This is what we have seen today also. Everything is Brahman. This earth is Brahman. Then the prana is Brahman. And the body is Brahman. And within that body, if you remember Chandogya Upanishad, we have this Dahara Vidya. So, these are all indicated earlier through these upasanas. And upasana means only when a person understands and practices and sacralizes everything. Water is sacred, food is sacred, air is sacred. Now we understand how when we are polluting the earth, waters. Can you drink river water, any river water in America?
No.
Can you take bath? What about air pollution? So everything is being polluted. Human bodies are polluted. Human minds are polluted. With this kind of qualification, how can the unpolluted be realized? And it can be done even today. If only we stop quarreling with each other and come together and think, how can we make our life on earth more fruitful, even with all this growth, even in fact this population growth itself will not be there. If we think that way, there is a deep relationship, what is happening outside with what is happening inside, isn't it?
Yes.
Inside the cause, outside is the effect. So, our rishis have adopted that methodology and trying to take us to the subtle, even more subtle, and the more subtle it becomes, the less expansive it becomes. That is what one of the modern scientists, he said, the point of singularity. So, that is the methodology. Okay?
Sure.
Yeah.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Maharaj, this akshara akshara abhyasam, we try to Aksharabhyasam, we start with Omkara.
Correct.
And Om is the Akshara, that means it has no
Akshara.
Akshara.
Yes.
Therefore, we start with Akshara and ultimate goal is to reach Akshara.
Correct. To become Akshara.
To become.
Correct.
To become Akshara.
That is why the very, very alphabet is called Aksharas. Because any alphabet is a mantra. That is an elaborate thing. So if you take Sri Vidya, for example, you take Sri Chakra, for example, all the alphabets are represented as representing the Divine Mother. And Akara is the root cause of all the things. Because the sound started transforming itself from the root called the beginning of the throat. And that's why Akara becomes Ikara. Akara and Ikara becomes Ekara. Akara and Ukara becomes Okara. See how the progress it starts, that the Mola. That is why it is called the Aksharanam Akaraha Asmi. I am the root cause. And keep in memory, that is the problem.